business cards too. That has all that radio information. You think I need to get them eventually? Hold on, Derek. I have. I had to get that music off of the.
I'm gonna
start the show now. It's time, so we'll talk some more about the hope part. I want to welcome everybody. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host on the Hope Talk Radio and Optimize My Life. We have a great show lined up for everybody today. I already have a couple of guests ready to talk, and we're gonna talk about the family unit and helping people in the family situation and whatever's on their mind about that particular area. That's what this show is dedicated to the family, and so we're going to get right into it. I have already been talking for a minute here to my friend from Tennessee, Derek, and I see another friend from Georgia. Is that Country Boy?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Country Boy, how are you?
Wonderfully blessed. Oh, wonderfully blessed.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. Thank you. The good Lord has been giving us some missions to take care of, you know, and the marketplace ministry and other types of ministries that we all are actively involved in. And, what's on your mind today, Country Boy?
Well, even as you were speaking, I just love being around the Hope Collection and the whole organization and the people that we're affiliated with. Doesn't matter. Most of us, is really, if the truth was really told, 90% of us have never even met each other. But we have the same spiritual, vibrational harmony. And when you said, we're on a mission, I named Rick Reese and Ron Clayton and myself the Hope Brothers, not the Blues Brothers. We know who they were. They were singing the blues. We're not singing the blues.
Yep.
we're on a mission from God. If I make
amen
that,
to
this
that.
This is an announcement. Oh, man, hang on. Oh, man. This is an announcement. The Hope Foundation and the Hope Brothers are on a mission from God.
Amen.
I just want you to know we have no hidden agenda. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, and your families, because we're talking a generational kind of blessing now, old man.
Amen. Thank you. I have another friend that's come on, my friend Larry from New Jersey. Hi, Larry. How you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, off the charts, man, off the charts.
That's good.
And God is good. He's given me a good health and a good mind to do things and to, if he just helped my memory a little bit, I have those senior moments, you know.
Yep. Yeah, you and me both.
You know, folks, I see Mary has joined us also. Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Oh, we're doing great. We had a great conversation the other night, you and I, about helping people and specifically helping our friend who wants to get set up and helping inmates. We those that come out of the prison, and so we're going to do some more work together on that. Let's see. We have, okay. Ron Clayton and I have been talking about the websites and about other things that the board is involved in, and we are really excited about what's coming down the line. There's a lot of really good changes are happening, and I know Mary, you're deeply involved in that, in developing some things. You want to talk to us a couple minutes about that?
Sure. I basically schedule and produce the radio show you're listening to Monday through Friday, and we are now on every major podcast. So you can go to Optimize My Life on Amazon, Audible, iHeart, Spotify, Google Podcast, and listen to us. If you go to optimizemylife.info, you can register and sign up for weekly newsletters, alerts, so that you can find out if there's a particular topic that you want to hear about that's coming up, when to tune in and listen, or when to hear it on a replay. And we also have a Facebook group set up, Optimize My Life, and you can join the conversation and talk about things you want to hear on the radio during particular days and different particular topics.
Wow, that's great.
Before we go further, prison ministry. Real quickly, you guys, I'm 60 now. I spent 40 years of my life working with children, schizophrenic, bipolar, handicapable, you name them. 99% of the kids that came to my program through AtlantaChildren.org had been given a label of some kind, and 90% of them, they were wrong. Okay, I just kind of put that there. But when I was in college at that time getting my second master's, I wrote a paper on bipolar, and I had to make them realize that everybody is bipolar. Let me explain it to you real quickly. I spent 22 years running the church nursery. We had the fastest growing church in North America. We grew from 1,940 members to 62,000 within 2 years. Our church seated 23,000 people, and I had between 300 to 400 kids in 10 different rooms in my nursery every Sunday. So I had to talk baby talk in the nurseries because they were 3 months to 3 years of age. But after going to T.D. Jakes did a Women Thou Art Loose conference here in Atlanta, and he's been my spiritual minister for about 40-something years of my life, so I follow what he says that comes directly out of the Word. But then we did Man's Power conference to where we put about 18,000 men from all around the world. But then I came to T.D. Jakes after the conference because everybody got slayed in the spirit and hands laid on, and I had about 8 or 10 pastors and prophets to touch me, and I kept walking. I'm thinking, when am I going to get my anointing? So after the conference was over, I got a chance to have a conversation with Bishop Eddie Long and T.D. Jakes at that time, and I told him, well, look, how can I be a man of war working in a nursery? He says, when God elevates you, he'll let you know. Man can't promote you, but God can elevate you. So he said, be careful what you ask for now, because God will give it to you. I prayed myself from my biggest blessings from working from little bitty babies and goo-goos and ba-bas, and they don't even really cry when I pick them up. I took the mind when we was doing marketplace ministry and took those retired grandmothers and retired school teachers and let them become the best baby rockers in the world. We equipped all of our nurses with their rocking chairs. And anybody that said they can't work, if you know how to rock a baby to sleep, then you're employed. But to make a long story short, I graduated from the nursery to prison ministry. OMG. You mean rapists and murderers and thieves and the person that killed their whole family? You mean I got to talk to him? What am I going to say? So I know what you guys are embarking on is no easy task. You can't even go nowhere near the place unless you're spiritually empowered. You got a Holy Ghost bubble around you that known them evils and thoughts and the bars that close behind you. So if I can be any assistance in working with you guys and breaking in the prison ministry so we can break some of these people out of bondage and let them go and set them free, then you can count me in. Back over to you, Mary Oakman.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying, because I've been involved in prison ministry for years, and I used to teach the GED to the inmates, and it took longer to get into the place than it did to have the classes. You know? Sometimes you had to wait for quite a while for the officers to approve you getting in there. And we used to do Bible study, and we used to do teaching the inmates that wanted to learn how to be an entrepreneur, because some of them were interested in that. And we had classes that we would give to them and teach them. And most of them were very excited about that, about what they could do and how they could learn to be a business owner when they got out and so forth. And there were all kinds of different opportunities available for them. And, you know, a lot of them didn't really take advantage of it. And we encouraged them, but a lot of them just didn't want to have any interest in it. They just wanted to serve their time and get out and do whatever they wanted to do and maybe even end up back in there, you know. So it was like a revolving door for some of them. But those that were very interested and they learned and they were willing to do things on their own afterwards. So I the approach that Mary and John Tate and myself are considering is trying to do a lot of that through websites.
Mary, let me jump in one more again.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of our mentors, Joel Griffin, the mentor that introduced me to Joel Griffin and Rick Reese, his name was Burl. Mary, I was telling you about him. His name is Burl, B-E-R-Y-L, Walk, W-O-L-K. They call him the marketing guru for the 21st century. The man invented TV commercials, had the largest newspaper printing company in the world, one in North America, and had the largest selling magazine that had ever been published was called the TV Digest, the little bitty magazine that you got in every grocery store and every gas station across America. But the reason I interrupt you right there was Burl Walk introduced us to online businesses. That's why Ron Clayton loves me when I say we don't really care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. We can show anybody how to own. Right. I said own, you guys. Did you hear that word? Own a home-based business. Cliff note before I go into the territory I want to be. But watch this now. Do you realize that most of these people that are felon in prison are going to be rehired into 90% of the jobs that we have here in America, because you'll never pass a credential when you check the little box that says, are you a felon? You just throwed all your opportunities out the door. And Bob just said it. What happens if you can't find a job? You go back you go back to. So what we were offering and if I can use this word very sparingly, we're going to put what we had then on steroids, because right now we have over 12,000 online careers in different platforms. But what we can show you is, I'll give you an example. I got a 15-year-old that's with us in the travel business. Through our travel business, that Ron and Rick talks about on Tuesday. She was able to go online. Now, watch this. I'm right here in Atlanta, Georgia. If you wanted to go to one of the most prestigious colleges in the world, Morehouse School of Medicine, it would take you 2 years to get you an associate degree and only cost you, if it's a local yokel, $108,000 a year. So you just spent $200,000 on your education, hoping you're going to get employed, and now you're in debt. I didn't say don't go to college. I didn't say go $200,000 there. Or you could have done like the little 15-year-old, with his daughter, who goes online and takes a medical billing and data exam. Oh, I forgot to tell you, it only took her 20 hours, not 2 years. Oh, and she didn't get her diploma from her father. She got it from a little company called careers.com. who only has about 58,000 to 60,000 of the top contacts in the world. And one of the first companies that they introduced her to was a little company that's in my backyard. They call them the CDC. You mean she got a job at 15 years of age working for the CDC, doing medical billing and data, and the starting salary was $82,000 a year to work from home on her phone? Oh, my God, it sounds like that we've taken what Joel and Burl have given us, and we're going to give it a remix. We might have to call it something else. You can call it what you want to. We call it opportunities to own your own home-based business, regardless on where you are in the world. Because if you got internet connections, then you connected to the Hope Foundation. I'm going to stop saying this, but I'm going to start saying this. We got the hookup for you. Back to you, old man.
You know, I got a good story about that. Have you guys ever heard of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Say it again, Mary.
Have you guys ever heard of the Trans-Siberian? Hang on. Okay, is that better?
I didn't understand what you were saying.
That's better, man.
Have you guys ever heard of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have not. Give us some information, man, for folks that have not heard it like me.
It is a phenomenal group. I mean, they're not just a concert, it's a production. But the thing is that they're two best friends that grew up together. And one went to Juilliard and had played for the King and Queen of England and, you know, played for royalties and celebrities and everything else. The other guy played in bars and got in trouble, had a background, stuff like that, was never trained, self-taught. And they talk about their stories and how they ended up in two different parts of the world doing two different things and how they met when came together. And ended up not caring what your background is, what your training is, but how you work at what you want to do, you can achieve it. And every concert, they sit and explain this and how they became who they are. And so it's a little bit of classical meets rock and roll. And it's just the coolest story. And their kids now are in the band and doing everything with them and doing the productions. But they come out during Christmas. And they emphasize it don't matter what your background is. It don't matter where you came from. Hard work and dedication is what it takes to achieve.
Yep. Yep.
Amen.
You know,
it's a clip note that just says, where we are weak, he is strong. He uses our little downfalls to make us great. That's how one draws the spotlight on oneself. When you go from a little bitty nothing, because you just think, when they had the battle with David versus Goliath, the divine creator could have easily chosen another giant, or maybe versus Motron, or one of the robots that we have nowadays. But he chose the underdog, a kid, a man child, that was anointed before he's appointed. Bob, one more cliff note, Mary, real fast. One of the first people that I actually ever really believed, truthfully, honestly believed that got saved, I didn't meet him in church. I met him in prison.
Back to you, Mary.
Yep. Yeah, that's I understand that too. I met a lot of people in the ministries in the prison were good people, you know, and they just did something wrong, and
they was hanging out with Peter. They was hanging out with Peter. He must have cut a
yeah.
man's ear off. I'm sorry, old man. I had to sneak that in there. He went to jail. God went to jail. Mandela went to jail. Martin Luther King went to jail. All some of the great people, eventually you mess up while you're trying to do good. Okay, old man, I'm sorry.
You're right.
100% right.
It's interesting. It's an interesting project that Mary and I and others are interested in doing making it come to a realization to help those type of people, and they're really no different than we are. Most of them have dreams and goals, and they want to accomplish something in their lives. And a lot of them are very interested in helping other people, so we just need to try to develop that resource to help them, and to help them to help other people, because that's what the Hope Collection's all about. And regarding the families, the other part of it is that a lot of them have lost their families when they went into prison. And their families didn't want to have anything to do with them, and that's a big issue that's got to be covered also, and we have to help them through that, and lost their jobs, and they've lost their friends, and they've lost their families, and so they need a lot of love, and they need a lot of sincere help to help them to be reacclimated back into society. And be a worthwhile asset to the country and to the other people that they're associated with, in a good way, not in a bad way, but in a good way. So the way God wants them to be, and I know He forgives them, and so it's up to us to forgive them also, you know, and to help them. So I believe totally in that, and. Mary, I'm so happy that you're willing to help out in that effort, and country. I'm glad you have shared with us some of the things that you've done in that area, and you have offered to help wherever we need it.
Well, another quick story for you,
man. I believe we have the resources. Go ahead, country.
Yes, sir. The last time that I met with artist and Joel Griffin before he passed and went on to a better place. He came here to Georgia, not looking for a soul to steal. That's a joke, y'all. Y'all know about the Charlie Daniels band. He was looking. That devil went down to Georgia looking for a soul to steal. Well, Joel Griffin, an artist with her beautiful spirit, I talked to her yesterday, is still we're doing ministry, and we met with a young lady named Sandra Brownlee, who was a military vet. Who used to jump out of planes at 0400 and be operating by 0600, and that evening she might be burying somebody. So she's really been there and done that and seen lives pass and saved lives. But she has a place called Outpoint. And Joel and I and artists and Sandra, it's a 287-acre prison. In a place called Milan, M-I-L-A-N. Milan, Georgia is 50 miles from Savannah, Georgia, and 50 miles from what used to be the capital of Georgia, Macon, Georgia, where one of our largest military bases are, Dobbins Air Force Base right there. So, make a long story short again, we've taken over that prison, and we're converting it to veteran housing. Our veterans should not be standing on the corner begging for food and sleeping underneath bridges. We have done them a discourtesy in having them to return home, and now they put in the statistics, has been there for years, that about 70% of the veterans that come home
arrived back home safely on the great USA grounds and made it through the war, through the battle, through the fight, and endured. They're dying of suicide here at home because they're stressed about things that they shouldn't be stressed about. It had to start somewhere, and it has to stop somewhere. We're getting ready to raise a whole new torch going into these next few days, hours, minutes, into this new year when it comes to providing affordable, Joel Griffin's vision, affordable housing for veterans. You guys have heard of us talk about, we used to talk about tiny homes, but we started calling them attainable homes because it is attainable. Most people, if you interviewed most people, not just veterans and people that went to high school or people that went to prison, if you ask them what they really, 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 really want out of life, they really want to be happy, and they really, really want to own their own home, and they like to have a business or a loved one. No one wants to be alone. Right. It is not good for man / woman to be alone. So what we're working on, again, I call it One Nation Under Love. He says, I am. I remind you. He says, I am. I am. I am love. But love is not love until one gives it away. So if you guys want to become part of the Hope Collection starting today, then you don't have to sign up. You don't have to register. Start by going out and doing unto others before they do unto you. Because when you provide hope, when you provide help and inspiration and kindness and housing, eventually, if you can help a man get him a house or a place to stay, I'm pretty sure that God says the bird have nests and the foxes have holes. And we're going to make sure that the veterans and the first responders have a place to lay their head and whatever career they want to have. There's not a career on the planet that we don't have the connection through careers.com, the Hope Countdown Nation Collection, and Golden Rule Society. We are One Nation Under Love, providing and flying under the same vibrational harmony, because we all have one thing in common, our Father. Back to you, Mary.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the biggest problem we have with the veterans with that is the day you sign your papers to leave the military, you're out on the streets. They don't check and help you find a place to live. They don't help you figure any of that out. I know, I've learned from experience. You know, we need to have a program set up so when people are being discharged out, they have a plan on what to do. Jobs lined up, a house to live in, something set up so that when you walk out those gates, you have something planned out.
Exactly.
Yep, that's right. And it's,
but if
and
you look
so
at what they do,
too.
Not only that, they want most of these military people that come out of the service to go online. My friend Terrell Wicker from Urban Spice magazine, he was 28 years jumping out of planes and injured his back, low, all that kind of good old stuff. But it took him 9 years to get a check. It took him 9 years to get money that the military owes him, because he told me that he filled out the paperwork, but the following year, oh man, he didn't go back down. They didn't tell you at that time that you have to fill out the paperwork every year. But see, when you're homeless and may not have computer skills and be computer illiterate like all of them, because you was ducking bombs and bullets instead of playing on your iPhone, then what happens when you don't even know how to fill out the forms and stuff? But see, we know who they are. We should know where they are. We had a tracking device on their phone when they was over there, and they can track you anywhere you go. Well, the United States government can track the veterans, and I'm not turning this into a bass of government debate on what we're doing and what we're not doing. There's people in the world, and I'll say this in close,
Dr. King, one of my great mentors, right here in Atlanta, and I got a chance to sit and talk to him and Joseph Lowry and Lou Walker, Buffalo Soldier. I learned a lot of stuff from the wisdom that was around me. But Dr. King says, yeah, and I quote, "I've been around the world more than one time, and I'll probably go again." He says he's seen and witnessed all different types of evil. But he said the only thing that he's ever seen in his lifetime that's worse than all the evil is a so-called, excuse my friend, so lack of better terms, I'm not stepping on nobody's religion doctrine, a so-called Christian people that stand around and watch our kids get bullied. We watch our veterans sleep underneath bridges. Not only do we not say nothing, we're not willing to do nothing. That's why it says it stops here. We're raising up a whole new hope generation, and Joel Griffin, shout out to you, sir, because we got troops on the ground right here that's home that's going to make it right one way or the other. It's not going to be the last thing we do. It's going to be our first priority, because first responders, we're coming after you too. Back to you, Mary.
Well, folks, sorry we had a little bit of technical interference there, but I figured out what it was, and it's gone now. So I just want to I want to thank Mary and all the other people that have been contributing today on our show, and it's quite obvious that the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord is working through many of us to motivate us to get out there and help those that need help and to do whatever is necessary to help them. I was getting some new tires on my vehicle yesterday at a Mavis discount site, and the young lady that was filling out the order and so forth and taking care of it, I asked her, I said, you like what you're doing? And she says, well, I've been doing this for about 4 months, but she said, I'm looking for something else. And I said, well, do you like helping people? And she said, yes, I love helping people. And it was quite obvious because she was helping me with the whole situation. And I said to her, well, I can help you with that if you would be interested. I said, so just write down on a piece of paper your name and telephone number, how I can reach you, and I will call you. He looked at me. I said, yeah. I said, I'm a certified life coach, and I said, I offer my services to people for free. She said, you offer for free? And I said, yes. She said, I will call you. I mean, she says, I will give you my name and number then. And she said, I would like to hear from you. So I told her I'd call her in a couple of days, and it's so easy to me to do that with people when your motivation is right and your mindset is right. It's so easy to do it, and I find it's fun to do that, to contact people that you never knew before and to talk to them, and so. That's why I'm doing it, because I love to help people and I believe that's what God wants us to do. I firmly believe that that's what He wants us to do. He says, "Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you," and give them whatever they need, help them with whatever they need, and so that's what we're doing. And I appreciate all of your input, and I appreciate that God is there leading us to where we have to go and giving us the mission that we have, and it's growing because of that. It's growing because It's something that's given to us by the good Lord. Mary, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I forgot it.
I got your second wind. My grandmama was speaking when you was talking, Oak Man. She defined it. My grandmother had a master degree in spirituality and a sixth grade education. But she was the very first person that showed up for me as an interpreter. And she says it's a blessing to be a blessing. When I got a little bit older and I got into when I was a child, I never thought as a child I hung out with old people because I would got bullied so that I would hang out with my grandmama and sit in her lap and listening to old people talk. I knew where babies came from when I was 5. I delivered my first baby when I was 12 because my grandmama delivered me and I was a midwife. She was a midwife. I was the one that was boiling water and the one that was getting clean towels and sneaking and peeping. Then when I graduated into reading Mark Twain and some of them novels, and I found out that everything that I wasn't reading, I didn't know what fiction was. I thought they was talking about friction. So when I dragged my feet across the carpet, I could shock Mary. But they wasn't talking about friction. They was talking about fiction. And I learned out that everything that you read is not true. But I remember reading a Shakespeare Hamlet play. And Shakespeare's punchline, hook, was to be or not to be. That is the question. So for about 15 years, every time I would meet somebody, I would walk up to Oak Man and say, Oak Man, are you to be or not to be? And he would look at me like, to be what? Oh, you to be? You have to ask what? Oh, wrong answer. I didn't even know the guy riding up the interstate the other day, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he told me to pull him up, and I'm like, man, boom, boom. He to be or not? I could ride down the road up next to 18-wheeler and go whoop, whoop, and he would go whoop, whoop, you to be. Whether you know you're not to, you should know by now whether you're to be a blessing or you're not to be a blessing. Because if you grow up and go through elementary school, the first thing that you learn in elementary is, Oak Man, you can't bring candy to class unless you bring enough candy
for everybody.
Are you going to bless somebody or not? Now, Mary's put it back on the elementary term. She says, Mary, what did you do for a kind act today? Mary says, well, look, I helped do Country Boy's homework. He was kind of failing. He wasn't understanding. He came in on the short bus, so I had to take a little extra time to show some kindness and help Country Boy do his homework. So that was her kind act for the day. Oatman's a hustler. He always hangs out around the local grocery store and sees none of them little ladies need the groceries carried to the car because they tip him good. He's to be. Well, my friends, he said he was looking to be a barber, but they told him they wasn't doing no hiring. So he walked in every day and picked up the broom and a dustpan. He became the cleanup man in the barber shop. But the next thing you know, he had a barber chair because one of the guys quit and moved. You will make your talents and your abilities will make room for you. Proverbs, it says your ability. I land right here. I'm going to use them southern terms on you, so tune in. Ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do, so you just do what you do. Are you to be or not?
Right. You know, Country, I have a suggestion for you. You just need to be a little bit more excited about things, you know?
I'm excited, Bob.
I'm excited about everything that I do. I choose not to do it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Right. I'm excited to help people, Bob. I'm excited.
Yes, you are, and I'm happy for you. And I'm happy that God has given you that motivation to get out and help people. And by the way, folks, Derek Derek is helping people every day. He's talking to them, and he's offering them opportunities, and he's giving them hope cards, and bringing them to
you. I was at the coffee shop. Somebody gave me their phone number today.
Well, that's great, Derek. And it's getting easier and easier for you, isn't it, Derek?
Yeah, I don't have to give them a hope card. If I know somebody from the church, I ask for their phone number, you know?
Yep. So anyway, I'm so happy for you, and I'm so happy that the good Lord has put that motivation in your mind to help people, and everyone we're talking to here today is helping people, and I want to just mention an act of kindness that happened to me this past weekend.
I don't know how cold it is. I don't know. I'm on the phone. I'm talking. I'm on the phone.
Who is that?
No, it's Kenny's mom.
Okay, Derek. I want to talk about an act of kindness that happened to me on Saturday evening. I was heading home from working with my son. We had worked about 10 hours on Saturday, and my car was acting funny. It was like making noises in the back, and I decided to pull off at the gas station, check it out, and one of the rear tires had gone just about flat, and so I tried to work on the air machine they have there to pump it up, but it wouldn't pump it up because the air was going out faster than it was coming in. So I said, what am I going to do now? So I called my friend Larry, and I said, Larry, I told him what had happened, and he said, well, look, I'll come down and help you, Bob, and I'll bring you home if you want me to. Because Larry doesn't live that far away from me, so he volunteered to do that, and he came down, and I had all my tools piled in the back of the trunk of my car. So while I was waiting for him to come down, I took all my tools out of the trunk so we could get to the spare tire. And by the time Larry came there, I was just getting ready to take the spare tire out. And we took it out and the jack and the lug wrench and everything. And then we jacked it up and took the tire off and put this donut tire on there. I call it a donut tire. That's these small wheels that look like a donut. So anyway, we got it all done, and I thank Larry, and I wanted to mention it today because it was a tremendous act of kindness for somebody, and it just happened to be that Larry was doing the act of kindness for me, and I appreciate it, Larry. I thank you so much for that, and I thought it was worth mentioning because we talk about the Golden Rule Society and Len Cain's kindness program, and so that's why I mentioned that, because Len Cain is just doing an awesome job helping people all around the world.
Well, let's throw that punch back over to Mary, because if the truth was really told, the air traffic controller for the kindness campaign is her daughter. We're going to use the children to confound the minds. Give them a few cliff notes, Mary, on what we're doing, what you guys are doing, and what we're getting ready to do with the kindness campaign with Golden Rule Society, but started with your daughter, Mary. Give them a cliff note, Mary.
Hello, Mary. She might be on mute.
I was, haha. All right. It's been a long day today. So my daughter started a program through her school because she wanted to find a club to belong to. And she couldn't find one that they offered, so she started one. And it's called the Kindness Club and the Kindness Challenge, which she's starting an online challenge through social media on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, getting other people to post acts of kindness. And through the schools, the biggest act of kindness they focus on is self-awareness, and it's okay to be kind to yourself. It's the most forgotten act of kindness. And the goal is once you being able to accept yourself and who you are, it will eventually down the road end bullying, because most bullies are struggling with something internally, and their way of dealing with it is lashing out.
Wow, that's great. You know,
and the best part is the country boys writing a theme song for the campaign that we're going to set up, so that Ariana's going to sing it and record it to be part of the program.
Wow, that's
good. Great.
Mary, I just want to jump in again. I want to clarify something for somebody, because some people miss what you just said. Bullying across America doesn't mean that they're bullying you, oh man, just because you got a smaller hand than them or your hair is longer, Mary, and prettier than theirs. Their bullying comes from the way that they feel about themselves. Jealousy says, well, I wish that I had what you had, old man, a donut in my trunk. I wish that I had what you had, Mary, a beautiful two children and a husband that loves you. So what happens in the bullying process, people bully people because they're not happy with themselves. So why everybody's looking, how do we stop the bullying? How do we stop the bullying? Mary's and her daughter and the wisdom that sits behind the board now says, we can stop bullying by helping people feel better about themselves. Did y'all get that? Let me say it one more time. To help stop bullying, we're going to help people. What does the Hope Collection do? We help people so that they can help other
people.
If you feel good about yourself, you treat other people differently. If you don't feel so good about yourself, country boy, they make fun of you. Where you from? The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress. They're not bullying me because of me. Can't nobody do what I do like I do when I do what I do. But that's what we want to share with the people across America. Oh, man, we just talked about it for 20 minutes. We don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. You went up the hill and the hill was muddy. You stomped your toe and made it bloody. Well, I stumped my toe too. We got veterans that are losing their life, but they got right back up and fought again. What's the name used to say? If you get knocked down, I hope that you land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. That's what we're doing with the kindness across America. I repeat and I close. Love is the greatest gift of all. One nation under love. But love is not love until one gives. Did y'all hear that word? Give it away. So if you want to experience some love, some hope, and some kindness today, then you start by going out and giving some love and kindness away. I tell the kids, practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. So do unto others before they do unto you. Be kindness to other people, show hope to other people, show love to other people, and then what happens is whatever you put out there eventually comes right back to you. Back to you, old man.
Yeah, every time that we talk to somebody, meet a new person, and we talk to them, and we offer them to help themselves and help other people, every time we do that, that's an act of kindness. And my friend Derek is doing that every day, and I encourage him to do that every day. And I just believe that the good Lord wants us to do that, and he wants us to do it all the time, not just one individual thing, but do it all the time and keep helping people, keep helping them. And,
God wants us to help people.
Yep. And it will come back to you, Derek, and others in greater reward because the good Lord has said that. You give to others and I will give to you and I will help you in whatever you need help in. Whether
I texted John Tate. Yesterday. He didn't respond yet.
Okay, good. Good, Derek. See, you're always reaching out. And those are acts of kindness every time you do that. And they're offering, are giving people an opportunity and giving them of yourself and offering not only yourself, but the whole team we offer to people. People like Country Boy, people like Mary, people like
Mary wants, Mary wants to help me too, Bob.
I know she does, and her and I have talked about that this week. And so I am so excited that I didn't have to ask my friend Larry to come down and help me with the flat tire.
He volunteered to do it,
and I didn't have to ask Mary to help you. She volunteered to do that because she has some special skills in that area that she can help you with. And I didn't ask Ron to help you with Gavin, but he has some special skills also that he could work with Gavin. So that's the way the team works. Ron calls me sometime if he needs help with somebody, and I will help him. And I'm sure every one of you are the same way. And I just want the people that are listening to know that we give freely to help people, whatever it is that they need, we give to them to help them. And no matter where they are or what their situation was in the past, it doesn't matter to us. Yeah, thank you. And So, like Country Boy said, it doesn't matter where they come from or what they did. And like Mary said, the veterans need so much help, and the inmates need so much help, and then the average person out there needs help. Some will say, yes, I want your help. Some will say, well, I'm doing okay. I'll get by on what I'm doing. So that's okay, too. You can't help someone that doesn't want to be helped. So I look for the people that want to be helped, like this young lady I contacted yesterday. She wants my help, and so I'm going to help her. And I won't find out until I do a more in-depth interview with her on what it is that she really needs help on and how I can help her. And then I will make some recommendations to her. And that's how it works. And then I don't just drop it at that point. I'll stick with them. I make a commitment to people to help them as long as they want my help. And it's for the rest of my life.
I'll make
I will
a commitment
help
to help you.
Yeah, I know you do.
I'll make
Derek
a commitment to help them.
Yep.
I made my commitment to Gavin to help him, right?
Yep. And I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate all that you do for everybody that you're helping. So, Mary or Country, you guys have anything you want to add? We got about 6 minutes left on the show.
Oh man, I got my window down. Hang on for a second. I'm go ahead, Mary.
So if you're interested in the show, sign up for newsletters so you can get alerts and direct links to the show. And I didn't get a chance yesterday to post the forms from the show yesterday, and they will be up today. So if you go on to the Facebook group or the website or the radio show, there will be forms based on what we were talking about. Yesterday we talked about commitment and how to prioritize your already busy schedule with the holidays.
Great.
And so
great.
There's some forms that will be available for you to make your list and your plans and prioritize it.
You're amazing, Mary. You're an amazing woman to what you're doing to help us through this and to help all the people
doing,
out there.
And what she's doing, Oak Man, is duplicatable. I told her and commend her for not just doing it, I did it my way. She could easily do it her way, but what she's doing is it's not just about her. She's got children involved, starting with her own. She's putting her kids on the front line. She's dealing with the schools locally and now in California and pretty soon here in Georgia. So these things that we're doing now, we want people to become a part of what we're doing. But regardless, I keep repeating, because we've broadcast to over 70 different countries and now converting to many, many different languages, people want to be connected to something. So wherever you are and whatever you do, we're here to encourage and to empower you. We have something called the RRCenter.com. That R stands for research resource. We're in the information stage, and knowledge is power if you utilize it. So we're in that stage to where if you want to know something, you want to do something, you want to start something. Lynn Cain has so many programs. He says it's based on the America most successful people. If you follow the guidelines that they've done in order to get successful, then you have a likelihood that you would be more successful. But what we're doing, you guys, is we provided this platform for you to connect to us. We don't know everything. Amen. We don't have the answers to everything, but we're problem solvers. We're solution finders. And the last part just says, your obedience is the answer to somebody else's prayer. Let me say that one more time. By you doing what the divine creator is telling you to do is the answer to somebody else's prayer. So when I said earlier, amen, to be or not to be, that wasn't just a joke. But you look at yourself again, starting today, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. It doesn't matter what you're doing. I make jokes about me coming in on the short bus, but look, the people that came in on the short bus learned things that they didn't learn on the big bus. So whatever God has given you, make sure and utilize it to its fullest, because when you put out there, so is a man thinking, so is he. If you look to bless other people, Burl Watt was saying, closing, if I can help enough people get what they want, what the divine creator has for me, he has for me. But in order for anybody to be blessed, you must, not maybe, be at the right place at the right time with the right people. And now is your time.
Opportunity. I just want to say that the focus that we have in this program, all of us have the focus, that the focus is on the other person. It's not on us, because we don't. We're doing what the good Lord is telling us to do, and that's to help other people. And he's given us what we need to do that. And then so. What we do is when we find out that someone has a need, we will focus on that need to help them to accomplish that in whatever it is, or whatever area it is. And I want to highly recommend that anybody that's listening, get on the show tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern time to 1 o'clock Eastern time. Another great show is by Ron Clayton and Captain Lynn Cain. Captain Lynn Cain, who's the developer of the Golden Rule Society, and he's been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize, which is a tremendous accomplishment. And so I would highly recommend that anybody that can dial into the number 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And you can just listen to Lynn Kane, or you can talk, type in the number one, and the host, and that show is Ron Clayton, and he will turn your mic on so that you can talk, and you can tell him what you're interested in and what you'd like help with, and they will accommodate it. So that number again is 714-816-4686. Anybody that's listening, dial it and bring a friend if you want to, because we don't exclude anybody. So I want to thank you all,
you know, Bob,
for participating. Go ahead.
You can also listen live through the radio show without having to call in now. The player works. So if you want to listen to it and then call in during the show, you're more than welcome to do that also.
But that's great. That's great, Mary. Thank you for mentioning that. That's a great idea. Okay, guys. Thank you again, Mary. Thank you again, Country Boy and Derek and my friend Larry. Thank you all for coming on the show and for participating. I think it's been a good show. I had no idea what I was going to talk about or what anybody else was going to talk about, but I think it came out very well, and we talked about all the things that I believe are important to the family. And so that's it's a job well done. Thank you all. And God bless you all. And I'm signing off now. This is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off.
Take care, Bob.
You have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good day, bye. Everybody.